Well, the difference this year in Summer Nights is it's two nights. This will be the fourth year. Summer Night, in the past, it's been viewed as a fundraiser. But it's also was created not only as a fundraiser but something to get people excited about the coming festival in the fall. And so what we would do is have our festival lineup announced. You know, it would be the first place anybody would hear who's coming and get excited about it. The festival T-shirt would be on sale and the pin would be on sale. And we try to create a sort of festival-like atmosphere with multiple artists from different traditions. So that was the original idea. And we still have that on Saturday, July 12th. But our other two large projects, Lotus Blossoms, the education outreach program, and then the festival, have free components to it. And I'd always wanted to have a free component to Summer Night of Lotus, because there are a lot of people who would like to attend the event on the Saturday, but it's $20. That may be too much for them. So we wanted to have those people participate in a summer programming event for Lotus. So we decided to contact Parks and Rec, the city, and to see what was happening with their concert series in the park, their free concert series every Friday. And so I worked with them to save a date. And so we now have a free component to Summer Night of Lotus on Friday, July 11th, with one band, Slavic Soul Party, from New York City, a Balkan brass band, very lively and fun. So that's the free component this year. And then on the Saturday, we have three distinct artists. We have a singer-songwriter that's been to the festival before, Tracy Grammer. We have a New York-based kind of hard to describe because they play so much music, but they're a quartet, two guitars, two fiddles, violins. And they play a mixture of Eastern European music and Balkan and tango, klezmer music. And then Dobe Nahore, who is singer, dancer, percussionist from Côte d'Ivoire, who is a very dynamic performer. We're very excited about her. Been trying to get her for a couple of years. You know, we basically get artists when they come to the United States. So this is when we're able to get her. She would be fantastic at the festival. So that's what it is, a free event on Friday, a fundraising event, ticketed event on Saturday with three artists. And I kind of think of it as sort of Lotus taking over that weekend, you know, in the summertime in Bloomington. And that's a fun feeling because a lot of people, a lot of fans of the festival want more of that feeling. And it's hard to give it to them because the summer is the festival planning period where we're all very busy shaping the festival. I'm still finishing booking it. And so doing programming in the summer has been difficult. But now that we've done it for 3 years, we've discovered that we actually can do it. We can do it and not be sidetracked from festival planning. So we're real excited about this year and continuing this trend of one free event and one ticketed event. In the past, what we did with the Summer Night was – it was interesting because we would have two artists we would have three artists fully, but the first two artists would be sort of sit-down music, quieter music. And then the third was a dance group because in Lotus World, in the festival, those two elements merge. You know, we have quiet venues and loud venues for Lotus, and we have sit-down music and we have dance music, participatory, very active dancing. And what I've tried to do at Summer Night of Lotus in the past 3 years was to combine both of those in the Buskirk Chumley. That's actually harder to do than you would think, especially since not everyone wants to do both of those things. And so what we would find was as we would progress into the third artist, a certain amount of people would leave because it wasn't what they came for. They came for the sit-down music. And some of the other people would show up later because they came for the loud music, for the dancing. And so what I've done really is what I hope is going to work is that the Friday is for the dancers, you know, with Slavic Soul Party and outdoors and free. And the Saturday will be more of a sit-down experience. But we'll see how that works. And we'll tinker around with that if it doesn't work. But that's a sort of conceptual plan for those two evenings in terms of the programming.